This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On Main Street. We're right on Main Street with the program today. I'm not kidding you. Our open-air studio for Rib Fest in Watford City. Best of the West Rib Fest. They really do it well. It's fabulous here. It's a great time. And that's why we are broadcasting live today. We're in the Mineral Tracker booth right by Myers Department Store, corner Main Street and 2nd Avenue North. So if you come on up here today, you'll find us here. They start cranking at 10 o'clock. There's great food, great fun, a lot going on. Really do a neat rib fest here. We have a busy program. We're going to talk with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, who, of course, has taken much of his way of thinking, I guess, and the leadership capabilities and finding ways to get things done like he did as mayor of Watford City to his post as lieutenant governor. So we'll get an update on all the things that are going on there with him today on the program. We're going to talk with the folks from MineralTracker.com. Of course, they've been guests of ours before. Incredible North Dakota-made technology with a new app to allow some incredible data for you to really make sure you're getting what you should be getting and understand what you will be getting based on the performance of wells. And so a great tool for folks that have mineral rights, for sure. We'll be talking about that a little bit today. Greg Tadine is going to be here. Greg, of course, from Emerging Prairie and Entrepreneurial Wizard, is conducting a gathering here today for Daniel Sandberg and the Job Development Authority and Economic Development folks here in Watford City. They've got the entire Rural Leadership Council here in Watford City. So, gosh, there's a lot going on. Ran into Steve Stanjum earlier as I was maneuvering the parking lot to find my way over to Rib Fest, and good to see him. Of course, a staple right here on Main Street as well. First International Bank and Trust and the Stanjum family, one of our great sponsors on What's on Your Mind. We appreciate Steve and Gretchen Stanjum, Peter, the entire team, Eric as well, and all of them. They're opening in their beautiful Bismarck location, the Stoneholm Brew Pub, on Monday. So that's going to be pretty cool as well. So a lot to cover on the program today. I want to talk a little bit about the NFL. They're doubling down on, taking a knee and all of that. Again, I can't even believe it. And I'm wondering if this is going to in any way impact your viewing habits and whether or not. I know last year was sort of a little back and forth. Most of our listeners thought it was a bad idea and we're really done with it. Pretty much thought it was fixed. Now we find out they're still doing it, and I don't know. So I want to get your take on that today as we go throughout the program and a few other things as well. We cannot come to Watford City for What's on Your Mind and not say hi to our friend Jesse Veeder. And here's Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for coming to our big party today.
Columnist, singer, ambassador for so many great things about this wonderful community of Watford City. This is a big party.
This is a big party that keeps getting bigger and bigger thanks to the work of the Chamber and all of our sponsors. So I am just along for the ride, doing what I need to do to help with entertainment and make things run smoothly. But this is a Chamber event, so we're really proud of them. And it's one of the biggest rib fests, I think, in the state. I just really think so.
15th anniversary.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's been going on for a long time, and so the VIP tent is back, and I understand that's kind of a big deal.
The VIP tent is back, where they can have ribs and drinks, Stoneholm drinks under the tent, and that's all sold out. We sold that all out.
Gone.
So that's gone.
Yeah.
The very important people will be under that tent and get first row seats to the concert. Music starts at 6 o'clock, and the Craig Morgan concert starts at 8. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's good music tonight, too, right?
Great music, free concert.
You would vouch for that?
I would vouch for that.
As someone that would know?
I would know it's going to be a great concert. It's a national act, Craig Morgan. People would pay $45, $50 tickets for him, but we're offering it for free, which people can't believe. So they keep asking us how much tickets are, but because of our great sponsors, it is a free concert.
That's unbelievable. So that'll all be happening. A lot going on in Watford City. Been talking about this for a long time. Cody Charles Band, Party After Dark with Waylon, and Craig Morgan.
Craig Morgan
is the headliner tonight. And again,
yep, and he starts at 8. We do have music at noon by Lexi Wyman, and just kind of you know, creating a nice atmosphere for people to enjoy lunch on the street, which they can do.
Now, when people think Watford City, they don't necessarily think moms and minivans. And I don't know if minivan is a Watford thing. So anyway,
SUV.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. And and King cabs and all of that. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly right. But this is a.
It's a baby boom town.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It really is incredible the amount of young families we have living here. The median age, I am older than an average resident in Watford City now, and I'm going to be 35, so I'm older by like 2 or 3 years. A lot of young families, a lot of young kids. So if you involve the kids, you get the people there, and we really embrace that and are really proud of that, and it's really a young and thriving community, and yeah, people don't think about that, but people are moving here with their families, and it's just, we have what they need, so it's great.
Economic opportunity all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to open a business or you want good school system, great sports activities, great after-school programs now at the Rough Rider Center, a soccer program's happening, swimming. There's lots for families and of kids who have a diverse interest, which is great.
I often say if you haven't been to Watford City lately, haven't been to Watford City, and there's a couple parallels. They're one sleepy little town of about, you know, whatever, 1,000 folks, right?
1,200 people,
yeah,
when I was growing up.
Got pretty quiet and then, of course, went really, really, really traffic jam crazy,
yep.
I mean, you couldn't move and everything was happening so fast, and then came back down a little bit. And now the pace seems to be picking up, but there's so much more of everything. It's very much a different story, isn't it?
We have the infrastructure and the facilities that we were planning on, you know, that we were planning, but you can't build it fast enough, no matter how good you do your job. And so now we're ready for this, and we have what people need in terms of housing. Now that's filling up, but we're always thinking about different solutions. The traffic situation is definitely calmed down because of the bypass and the infrastructure we have there, and the big Rough Rider Center for events and for activities for our youth. We're thinking about maybe having to do another school for our younger age group, but we'll see what happens there. But we're all, we're ready for people, but we're still busy building as well as we go. So
that is really neat.
Yeah.
Just so much happening, so much going on, so much opportunity, and just a can-do attitude. People get it done. Of course, your dad, was part of that for so many years and really laid the foundation for that. You know, Brent Sanford and others picked that up and just really continue to do it. What do you see the future like here? As you look 10 years down the road, as your kids are getting older and this community continues to grow, what will it look like?
I think it's going to continue to be diverse, diverse in population and culture, which is wonderful and interesting. And I think we really need to work on celebrating that and integrating that into, the culture of our community. And I think just more opportunity, more businesses. It's a entrepreneur's dream here. So we'll have a diversification of business. And just opportunity and continuing to grow and really celebrating what we have as a community in terms of events and activities and bringing people together. I think the sky's the limit for what we can do to remember to lift our heads up out of the work and the grindstone and the catch up and celebrate one another and come together as a community. There's a lot of things that are happening in that regard because people love to get together and we need to do that. We need to support those ideas and where we can. And that's what RibFest does so well. It brings people together in celebration and makes sure that we don't lose our neighborly spirit that we've had here for so many years.
What do you still want here? I know you've been a pioneer in pushing for different things. And there was our first sushi restaurant, right? And then there's the coffee shop that your mom has, the Door 204, and you and your sister. I mean, that is so fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's great as well. But what else do you need?
Oh, what else do we need? Scott, that's such a good question. I think shopping is something that we're always looking at. Restaurants, definitely. I mean, the more people that we have coming through here, the more that we need to serve. There's new restaurants popping up, and they're always busy. They run out of food the opening day, always.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So
everybody wants to try the new place.
Place, and I think it's true for any place where there's a new restaurant. But we embrace that, especially the mom and pop, but the really original, family owned businesses, which we really love and we love to support. More housing, I guess, too. We're always working on that.
That
we
sounds
want to
great.
Embrace more people.
Are you touring?
I have been busy this summer between the work that I've been doing with developing our Long X Arts Foundation. That's been really fun for us in the community to see, be able to be an artist in my community and help cultivate the arts. So I've really been focusing on that with a new baby at home and things. That's been a really fun project. But then I've been out and about talking about agriculture and singing about it and, kind of my regular summer schedule. So.
That's awesome. Well, keep at it. Hi to everybody in the family. And
thanks, Scott. Thanks for coming. I hope you get some good ribs today.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And by the way, Jesse's father, Gene, is doing great. Talked to him the other day. He's a full-time ranch hand in addition to all his other full-time jobs. More coming up from Watford.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Special place we love.
That's a fellow by the name of Craig Morgan that'll be on the stage tonight right here in Watford City at 8 o'clock singing his Redneck Yacht Club. I've never been there. But it sounds fun. It sounds fun. Boy, I tell you, it's just beautiful. Downtown Watford City, perfect day. They start at 10 o'clock, and of course, if you're on the western end of the state, come on out this way and take in the fun. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford's going to join us a little bit later on in the program. Also going to talk to the folks from Mineral Tracker and others as well as we tell you about all the events that are happening right here. Brought to you in part by our friends from the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, there's so much going on. This part of the state, obviously, where we're sitting right here within 80 miles of here is the vast majority of all that oil resource from Watford City. Pretty incredible. But there's also all this incredible clean, reliable, affordable energy known as coal in North Dakota, economically recoverable, about an 800 to 900-year supply. So find out more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Greg Tavine is here. Greg is part of an interesting event, a little ecosystem discussion with folks in economic development from around the state to talk about what's happening. And, of course, you know him as Emerging Prairie and TEDx and all the great things we talked to Greg, one of North Dakota's great entrepreneurs, about. How are you? Good to see you.
Oh, it's good to be back. It sure does smell good out here, doesn't it, Scott?
It does. Yeah. No, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, the ribs are going, you know, and we're ready to roll with this. And of course, Ribfest happens in a lot of towns, but they've got it about as big as Fargo, if not bigger, all the way out in Watford City. Isn't it something?
But a big difference here is that it's activating the main street, and so it's integrating with the businesses, the energy, the excitement. I can't wait for it to start.
No, it is great. What do you think of Watford City just in general? What's your impression? You know,
So I was voluntold to come. My first time coming was more or less a direct order from Brent Sanford saying, Greg, you need to go see it. And I came about last winter, and when I drove out here, I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. As a kid, I had the opportunity to go to Medora. But Medora's got a tourism feel. This has a community feel, and it's different. And so I came out. Got hosted by Daniel, who showed me around. Love the Rough Rider Center.
There's talking about Daniel Stenberg, who's the Job Development Authority head here, heads of economic development.
Yeah, he brought me out to the Rough Rider Center, showed me the basketball hoop and the pool, showed me all the facilities. And we had a chance to see the theater in the high school. And what I was most intrigued with was the gym class. And Daniel and one of the school leaders just shared with me that gym class was, you know, fourth or fifth graders. And where these kids were from. And I saw the world. I saw people from different backgrounds, different experiences. And it was just really, really fun to see. So not only is it beautiful, there's an active Main Street, but there's culture. And there's culture in a place here in Watford that maybe not everybody would expect.
What kind of culture will you talk about today with the group you have? Tell us a little bit about that event.
So we're learning from the Kauffman Foundation out of Kansas City. So the Kauffman Foundation is dedicated to supporting entrepreneurs, and they've taken a huge charter on supporting entrepreneurial ecosystems. So today we're going to dive in for a day, and we're going to look at the entrepreneurial ecosystem. How does arts and culture play a role in supporting entrepreneurs? How do the resources of Small Business Development Center, the Small Business Administration, how can they help entrepreneurs? But how do we create a collaborative culture? Because we know no entrepreneur makes it on its own. It takes the media. It takes big business. It takes customers. And so we're going to be talking about that.
So an ecosystem, if you will, an entrepreneurial ecosystem, their focus on that is to essentially say, I mean, the ultimate goal is saying, let's make it easier to be an entrepreneur and start companies?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe your generation may have had some perspective might have been, well, make the entrepreneur cut their teeth. You know, make them learn the hard way. That's what my grandfather did. But I think what's happening in kind of the current culture is let's support entrepreneurs. Let's make it as easy as possible for as many people to take risks and start things. Look at your story with this radio station. It's making a huge impact across the state, but that takes courage. So how do we support entrepreneurs? How do we use resources, align opportunities, and support one another?
What is the benefit to the community of that? I think, you know, folks that just get up every day and do what they have done forever don't necessarily understand a entrepreneurial ecosystem having any benefit to them, but it does, doesn't it?
Well, it definitely drives economic impact. So my work in Fargo is predominantly around technology-based entrepreneurs. Look at a Myriad Mobile. They're up to 70 employees. Average income of a teammate there, probably $60,000 to $75,000. Well, those folks are getting their hair cut. They're going to the grocery store. They're buying they're buying dinner. It has an economic impact. It creates vitality, and it's an attraction tool where if there's opportunity and companies are growing, co-schedule out of Bismarck, really fast-growing software company, it brings new people to the area. Where I think there's a unique tension is how do we attract millennials? How do we kick young people? Well, it's exciting opportunities. It's growing companies with big vision. I think that's where it makes a difference is young people want to live in a vibrant culture where things are happening. There's energy. An ecosystem is the moving parts. And so I think the ordinary person that might have a great job at a local bank, well, they might have new customers. They might have new neighbors. They might have new participation. And I think it creates energy.
And there is an attitude, I think, in North Dakota, you correct me if I'm wrong, that says, come here, go to work just like everybody else has done. There doesn't need to be any special effort to attract entrepreneurs or have an entrepreneur. Right? Am I right?
I think that's one perspective, but I look at, this state is built with tinkerers and makers and problem solvers.
Right.
There's the agriculture roots where people, gave us the Bobcat in this state. They gave us the Steyr tractor in this region. And so I think there is a tremendous entrepreneurial origin.
I get that completely. I totally agree with you. But I'm saying that I think communities sometimes, and look, I'm one of them. I'm not going to, I have a hard time wrapping my mind around sort of having to make your community friendly for future entrepreneurs and millennials, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, just come here like everybody else did and put up a flag. Now, what I have pounded into my head enough to understand, and I hope others do as well, is that that's no way to grow, right? I mean, because you're pretty soon going to be nothing but tumbleweeds if you don't recognize that the world has changed and some people require some things that maybe I didn't or my grandparents didn't or parents didn't.
And it's more competitive because right now, Scott, you're running your company on your laptop and you've got internet and you've got technology. We're doing the show. Isn't this amazing? Technology made this possible. And anybody can run a business from ultimately anywhere with good enough internet. And so our communities have to be vibrant. They have to be interesting to keep people staying because there's folks that are paid to recruit us all out.
And I think it's fun. I honestly think it is fun to think about. I mean, Watford's a prime example. They've got, a lot of things that people come here and say, well, Watford City, had no idea. Didn't know you have a sushi restaurant. Didn't know you have the cool, coffee shop over there, and this little unique thing here, and I mean the Stengems and the restaurants that have come, and how that all started. It's just a lot of cool. Find your cool. Find your thing that attracts people, and it ultimately is going to mean a better economy and better opportunity for your kids and grandkids. That's what I look at it.
Yeah, and be the first Watford City versus the next Bozeman or the next Austin, Texas. Be the first Walhalla, be the first Ashley, right? I think it's about taking that idea of what you do have and building from there versus looking at what you don't have.
Great stuff. Good to see you, Greg Tavine.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
The one and only Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairie, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Got a big event going on here today and a discussion with folks, by the way, from all across the state, a few folks from around the country, too. So, all right. Joel Brown's going to join us from MineralTracker.com next. Don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump made it clear during the last NFL season he expected players to stand for the national anthem.
They should stand. You have to stand. It's our national anthem. You have to stand.
Last night, a new preseason began for the NFL, and some players were still protesting, kneeling during the anthem. Before the game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt, while teammate Robert Quinn raised his fist. Stills told reporters after the game,
"I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there, and you know I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well."
The death toll up to 8 in the car fire in Redding, California, as a heavy equipment operator died yesterday battling the fire. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
On your mind. Asked the NFL question earlier, and some texts are rolling in already. NFL is a has-been, says one of our listeners. The time for management to act was last year. Only a select few owners did that. These players are nothing more than a group of self-entitled, overpaid toddlers who think they can protest on company time, on the consumer's time, and time with no consequences. We're done. We're so over it. I don't know, three sentences of common sense that is incredible right there. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Although I'm not going to take it out on the Vikings. I'm really not. Mainly because the Vikings, I think, should be celebrated for the fact that no one has ever taken a knee. But the NFL, I'm the same way. I'm absolutely done. Are you? Tell me. You can
There's
text
a lot of teams. A lot of teams that aren't kneeling, but these few that are, terrible.
Last year, I think the Vikes was the only one that didn't have a player at some point kneel.
I know Buffalo right didn't. Yeah, Buffalo didn't. I know.
The whole year?
McDermott doesn't put up with that either. There's a few of them. It's terrible.
Kevin Flynn's voice there today in for Todd Mitchell, who is off to the Twin Cities to help care for his father, who's just entered hospice. So remember to keep the clan in your prayers there as well. Texter says, "I'm waving at you from the elevator. I'm hauling grain today, so I can't make it up there. Love your show." Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. Listening while you're hauling grain. I should give away a MyPillow. We haven't done that in a while. If you send me a photo of how you're working, where you're working, you know, just try and make it a selfie. We'll give away some MyPillows today. All right. I love knowing where you're listening. It really means a lot. 701-367-2054 to text me, and you can call us at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Dan in Minot wants to talk climate change, so we'll do that in a little bit. I can hardly wait. One of my favorite topics. First, Joel Brown is here from Mineral Tracker. Jeff and Val Comer and Joel Brown have been busy at work on the Mineral Tracker mineral management software that we've been telling you about, and a brand new app. Now Watford City is a technology hub as well, and Joel is here. Joel, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And Saw you last at the National Royalty Owners Conference in Bismarck, and that's when we kind of broke the news about this wonderful app and told people to go give it a try. You got folks trying it right now?
Yep, we've got a decent number of people signed up right now. We've been getting some really good feedback. We've just been making changes like crazy, really improving the app to the point where we're at today, where we really want to bring in the next wave of people to come and give it a shot while it's still free.
So it is free right now. It costs you nothing, and it's an incredible resource. Tell folks what this app does that really nobody else is doing. It's unique in what it does, but let folks know what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. So both my partner and I, Jeff, were petroleum engineers by trade. We're both originally from Watford City, and we've had family and friends asking us questions about their mineral rights. And so we began with the question, what do people who don't have a nephew or a best friend who's a petroleum engineer, how do they answer their questions about their mineral rights? And so in the beginning, what we tried to do was start McKinsey Minerals Management here in the middle of Watford City to answer that question. And what we found was that we could find a way to go even further to put that power into the hands of the mineral owners by creating this app, Mineral Tracker. And so what Mineral Tracker does is it is an auditing tool for you to check to ensure that you are being paid the correct amount on your check stubs. And secondly, it's a projection tool. It's to help you plan for your financials. We as reservoir engineers take and add decline curves to each one of your wells and project out what your income will look like for the next 10 years. So you can begin to plan around that.
Phenomenal data. That really is. And to have that from the expertise there and all put into one place. And, I mean, there are teams of people all over the place that do all kinds of different, spreadsheets to try and get you the information to keep track of, you know, when you're getting your mineral rights. And the statements themselves are, like, mind-boggling. So the idea here is to have all of that in front of you. So it's pretty great. Thanks a bunch, Joel. If folks want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach out to us at our website, mineraltracker.com. There's a ton of great information, and you can get direct access to me, my partner Jeff, straight from that website. Secondly, we've got an office right here in the middle of Watford City in the Gen Park Professional Building, and our door is always open.
MineralTracker.com. Download the app. It's yours free right now, and that won't be the case forever, obviously. So we'll chat with you later.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Joel. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I like the way Trump pokes the bear, says another listener. I like the way Trump pokes the bear. I don't think Donald Trump does anything by accident. I really don't. Good point, listener. Okay, Dan and Minot want to talk climate change here, so let's get to the phone at 800-228-0550. Dan, go ahead.
Yes. I want to address the climate change. Do you believe in climate change?
I do believe that, you know, the climate is changing, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that it changes one way, it changes another way, it ebbs and it flows, and, you know, there's certainly, I think the debate, in my mind, is over the cause of that, you know, and whether that is God-made climate change, I'll just tell you where I'm at, and I'll listen to you. I think we are arrogant as humans to think we can impact, it's so beyond us as humans to be able to have that impact. So I think, you know, there's a lot of hooey out there about climate change. So now you know my opinion. What's yours?
Okay, so you're a scientist?
Well, I'm not a scientist. No, you didn't ask me whether you don't have to be a scientist to have an opinion.
No, I understand that, but do you believe in what the scientists are telling us?
Some, yes. Yeah.
Some. Okay. Now,
the ones that don't send emails back and forth about how they're cooking the books. Yeah.
Okay. You're broadcasting from Watford City, you say?
I am, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you say you have nice weather here. Our air is hard to breathe. They have warnings out, Minot, Bismarck, because of the forest fires. I think it's Alberta, Canada is burning. And is causing, now that the weather is warmer, the jet stream lifts that smoke right over the Rockies and is dropping it on us. Does that concern you at all?
Well, yeah, but I mean, are you suggesting that climate change causes fires?
Yeah.
Are you? You are. Okay. So, how old are you, Dan?
I'm going to be 64 next month.
Now, how old is the Earth?
Very old. Very old.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So,
have you looked at the weather map? The West Coast is burning up. The East Coast is flooding.
Yeah, these things happen. I'm saying if you and I had the ability to go back and look at a video from a drone from the beginning of the Earth to now, we would see a lot of what you're talking about.
It is proven. I mean, this is man-made. This isn't something that nature
this
has
is not.
Up.
This is not proven that it's man-made. That's where I disagree with you.
It is proven that it's not man-made. Where do you get your facts?
No, I said it's not proven that it's man-made. That's what I'm saying.
It pretty much is. The majority of scientists say so.
No, that's not true. It's not true.
Not true.
That's talk about the fake news. That was some of the original fake news.
Fake news.
Hey, all the experts
Trump
agree.
Is,
all the majority
Trump
of scientists,
fake
you know.
News. We never heard of fake news before Trump.
Fake news has been around a long time. They just called it what it is.
Fake news has been around a long time. Right. Right. No. So you discount 95% of the scientists that say climate change is due to carbon emissions.
That number is flawed. That has been a scam job.
Tell me where you found those flaws. Tell me where you found those flaws, and I will research it.
When you say I found the flaws, I'm saying that the number you're telling me, 95% of scientists, the experts all agree this is man-made, this is da-da-da-da, is not accurate.
Okay,
not
so
accurate.
where do I find the accurate percentage of scientists?
Mark Morano is one individual I'd lead you to. There are many that are out there. Rush Limbaugh has probably done more to educate people on the farce of the.
Rush Limbaugh is a scientist?
No. Why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying things that I'm not saying? I didn't say that he's a scientist. He has done more to educate people about the fraud of 95% of all scientists agree. Oh, a majority of scientists. That's all designed to have people.
Where did
have
he get his information? He's just another loudmouth on center stage. Where does he get his information? Is it scientifically bad?
Why would his opinion be any less valid than yours?
I want scientific proof. I'm tired of people saying that, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as climate change, and they discount it while we burn up.
Go find Mark Morano and then call back. We'll have another conversation another time, Dan. I enjoyed the conversation.
Enjoy your triple-digit temperatures this weekend, okay?
Those are brand new. Never been triple-digit. You know, Teddy Roosevelt never had a 100-degree day when he was out here.
Wow.
Barry in, where are you at, Barry? I can't tell the town you're calling from.
Sturm.
Sturm, okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in on this climate change things, and I'll say right away, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a college graduate, but I do have common sense. And the fact that climate change is a naturally occurring thing is proof by if the climate change wasn't happening, we'd still be in an ice age, which means climate change has been going on long before man ever had any effect on it.
Very good point. I totally agree, and I'm just amazed at the amount of people that sort of just regurgitate stuff they see from one particular source. Just branch out. There's other things there. And I consider it arrogant. I think it's arrogant to think we could, okay, yeah, we're affecting this. This is us. This is all, you know, oh my gosh. Sweep
and the main thing that drives scientists is funding for their next project. So how can you trust somebody whose only motive is to get more money to fund their next project?
Yeah, interesting point. You're right. I mean, their motivation is to, oh, no, it's bad. Oh, I take some money, you know. I believe there's scientists that believe everything that caller said. Absolutely. But, you know, it's scientists on the other side as well. That's what we need to acknowledge. Thanks, Barry. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
I believe, from Sturm, North Dakota. First call. I don't believe we have one before. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. More of your calls coming up live from downtown Watford City. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Bijou Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
MyPillow powers what's on your mind. We're live in Watford City, North Dakota today for RibFest. Hey, Daniel, you got 1 second? Come on over here. Daniel Stenberg just cruising by, and I know they start at 10 o'clock, but I wanted to catch up with him a little bit with what's going on. We talked to Greg Tavine earlier, but Daniel Stenbrick heads up the economic development efforts for McKenzie County, Watford City, and the Job Development Authority, and has this economic gathering today of a who's who of North Dakota for an entrepreneurial ecosystem. This is a fun day, huh?
It's a super fun day. It's really fun to see everybody out on Main Street, and then it's fun to welcome people from kind of throughout North Dakota to Watford City on RibFest.
Tell us about a little bit about who you have here today.
Oh, today it's Emerging Prairie and the Small Business Development Center and Department of Commerce. They're all kind of coming together and talking about just different strategies for ways to improve the business environment, especially on the entrepreneurial side, and what we can do to best serve those who are looking to start their businesses.
Well, that is great. And folks from all over the state coming to take this in, right?
Yeah. No, it's a really good gathering because we also have Rural Leadership North Dakota. Their alumni association, which I am a part of, is they're having a weekend get together, and so they're including this as part of that as well. So we're really kind of killing three birds with one stone today.
All right. And where are you guys gathering?
So we're at the lower level of Outlaws on Main Street, and we'll be here till 3:30 or so, and then we'll just kind of blend on into all the Ribfest activities for the evening.
Senator Hovind will be here, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
Exactly. Yep. Right. No, we're really excited to have them all here.
Yeah, that's great. So fantastic. Well, good job, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Daniel Stenberg, he's headed off to that event, which starts in about 9 minutes. So that is great. We are powered by MyPillow here on What's on Your Mind, and don't forget the 2+2. 50% off deal is still on. It's the two premium pillows and the two go-anywhere pillows. I had somebody on that Facebook page the other day say, well, I can get them cheaper at Walmart. Not a premium pillow. That's a standard pillow. Totally different deal. So remember that. We've talked about that before, but not for a while. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott to get the great deal. Back to the phones. A lot of folks waiting to weigh in here today on the program. Fessenden, North Dakota is where we go. And David, what's on your mind?
Yes, on that climate change, just a comment. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, I'm 72, that guy that spoke before was 64, he should have remembered, but all the scientists were saying that we were going to go into an ice age because of all the carbon dioxide, that it was going to be an ice age because it was cool back then, an ice age because of carbon dioxide, and all the scientists said that then. Well, now they changed it, so it's all, a bunch of bunk.
Thanks for the call, David. That's a good point to always remember, no doubt about it. Texter says, how about the guy that started the Weather Channel as a resource for that caller, John Coleman? Good one. Yeah, John Coleman was perfect. Let's go to Greg in Minnesota. Your take on what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, comment on that climate change thing. And like he said, it changes from whatever the temperature is. But where did Lake Agassiz kind of come from? It came from a frozen glacier that melted. I don't think my Suburbans or trucks were around back there, and I don't think there was that many people that affected the temperature to melt all that. Plus, where's all that coal in the ground come from in North Dakota? Rotting vegetation, right? So that's my two cents.
It's a good two cents. Might even be a whole nickel. Greg, appreciate the call. Conway, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Oh, thank you. I went to weather school with the military, and I was a forecaster for 8 years. Doesn't make me an expert or anything, but when I was in weather school, I asked all the instructors what they thought, and they didn't think there was much to it. You know, it changes one way or the other, and it has nothing to do with the Earth. And they actually talked about the sun, and if you talk about the dark ages, on the sun, there's dark spots, and when they had the dark ages, it was an area of global cooling because of lack of sunspots, and that's mirrored because Mars has similar weather and events the same as Earth. So if you're going to look at overseas in England right now and over those countries, they're actually talking about a period of global cooling now, but it's not 90% of the people that believe that there's a global warming going on. And, you know, the guy that just talked about, you know, when all his expertise, I got to remember when I was in high school or elementary school, they said the dinosaurs had two hearts because they come pump the blood to the tail and the head both, and they said they were slow moving and everything else. And over time, that's all changed. But one of the things that Trump pointed out was they don't allow people to go in there and cut and make windbreaks and everything like that. Same thing happened when they had that wind going up the Lake of the Woods and up there by Superior and stuff. They wouldn't let them put in roads to when all that trees got knocked down because of the wind shear, and then when the fire did start, they couldn't put it out because they didn't have no way to put it out. And that's the same thing over in California. They said they have all the water to put it out, but they won't allow it.
Yeah, good point. Well, how did a lot of that start? Yeah, Conway, thanks. Great points. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, elect Kramer. We can't defeat New York's two Democratic senators, so it's up to North Dakota. How much pollution from the fires? Interesting point. By the way, Heidi Heitkamp sat down with the Forum editorial board, Fargo Forum newspaper editorial board, and said she would be a fool. This is her quote. She'd be a fool if she didn't think Russia would try and help Kevin Kramer, her opponent, and defeat her. She's now got some wild conspiracy theory about Russia and the North Dakota election. I don't know if this is a way to sort of, you know, start the narrative for why she lost a few months in advance or what, but that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Actually saw it with my own eyes in a newspaper article by Patrick Springer. I can share it on Facebook, so I can't even believe it. It is that that darn bizarre. We're with our friends from MineralTracker.com, Main Street and 2nd Avenue North, right at the intersection by Myers Department Store in Watford City. Come on by and win a Yeti cooler and get some free water and join us right here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.